From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The UN says more people in need around the world. The United Nations launched a record appeal Friday for $22.5 billion U.S. dollars to help 91 million people in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock said a total of 136 million people are in need across the world, which is about 5% higher than the projection at this time last year. Lowcock spoke at the UN in Geneva.
The big drivers of humanitarian need for 2018 will continue to be conflict and violence, which forces people to flee from their homes, denies them access to adequate food, and robs them of their livelihoods. There will also be, we expect in 2018, the regular occurrence of natural disasters.
Lowcock said the largest crisis in the world at the moment is in conflict-wracked Yemen, where 20 million of the country's 25 million people need aid and 7 to 8 million are on the brink of famine. The U.S. state of Hawaii has tested a nuclear attack warning siren for the first time since the end of the Cold War. This is in an effort to prepare people for a possible missile attack by North Korea. Friday's test comes just days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile that some analysts say could reach the U.S. mainland. U.S. President Donald Trump will likely declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel during a speech scheduled for next Wednesday, according to multiple news sources. The development was first reported by the news website Axios. The move, which comes after months of internal deliberations, could inflame tensions across the Middle East.